This is RSB and B Update, episode 60, The Crystal Saw. Well, hello everyone, we're here with RSB&B Update, episode 60. We're almost senior citizens, so who do we have this week on the panel, or the board, or whatever you want to call us today? Who do we have? We have...
The board of retired citizens?
No. I'll go from top to bottom on my Skype list. First we have Matthew. Would you care to say hello? He is also known as Poison333. Then we have Ansonite slash Trekkie.
I thought it was going from top to bottom.
It does.
Oh well. Hi guys.
Then next we have Lance.
Hello.
And finally we have the furry woodland creature, Nate.
Technically I'm not furry unless you count my legs, but we'll not do that.
Okay. Technically, he's not furry.
No.
Okay, so... we all here play RuneScape, pretty much, so did we all do this quest that we have this week?
Yes.
Eyes of the Gloofery.
Yes, I did.
Yes.
Is that how you say that? Eyes of Gloofery?
I don't have the foggiest idea.
Well, anyways, basically, if you're good with logic and puzzles, this quest is for you, then.
I'm still stuck in the sixth grade. I can't do this.
Yeah, and you don't even have RuneScape members, so...
Yeah, I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Anyways, back on topic here. This quest follows that the Grand Tree storyline might be heating up. Perhaps merging the two biggest storylines in the game, the Elves and the Grand Tree? What do you guys think?
I think they need to finish the Plague City Plague series. Blah. You know what I mean.
The Plague City series?
Yeah.
Like that Regicide Biohazard Morning End.
One and two.
Yes, that's...
They just need to finish that.
Yes, finish it.
I think you need to stop worshipping elves.
How many people here have done Morning's End Part 1?
I have.
How many people here who have done Morning's End Part 2? Me.
I have not.
Yes, you still want to borrow that Guthans, you'll need a deposit. Anyways.
You still want your whatever armor.
Yes, I do, actually.
I want the rocks.
You need to beg and be nice.
Basically,
I really have nothing to hold over your head, but
give me a Santa.
I'm not giving you a Santa hat.
No, he's asking me.
No, Nate.
Oh, okay. Well, basically, did you guys, people here that have done this quest, you know you have to fix that machine? How long did it take you guys to fix the machine?
I don't know. I didn't keep count.
A few minutes.
It's just a matter of getting the right pieces, you know? Like, the circle technically counts as one side, but I don't know, according to, that really should be an infinite number of sides for a circle, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Because if you have that formula for any type of N-gon, as they're called, NBA over 2, if the limit as N approaches infinity, you'll get a circle. So it should really be, the circle should be an infinity rather than one side.
Yeah, so, but it's not straight, so it's kind of one, okay? Let's go.
generally...
Do you guys like these kind of puzzle quests?
Oh. Not this one.
No? Why not? Why not?
Because I didn't know about the exchanging machine until the very end.
So what did you do?
So I basically dropped my items and went back to the gnome and asked for more and hoping he'd give me a circle one. So it wasn't until like the very end where I saw the accidentally clicked on the other machine that I saw that I could exchange it for other pieces.
Wow. So that I guess that's another way to do the quest then.
I had too little. I only had like 14 points with all the shapes I had, so I had to go back to the guy to get more midway through, and I didn't have to drop anything.
Yeah, I don't know. It was kind of interesting, especially when you're doing it at 3 a.m.
I haven't logged on RuneScape in 4 days.
Random yes, I did the quest at 3 a.m. when it came out.
3 a.m.?
Yeah.
Congratulations. I was still sleeping.
Yes, normal people sleep at that time.
So I'm not normal then. Anyways, on to the reward for this now. 12k magic experience. That's, 6k runecrafting, 2.5k woodcutting experience, and 250 construction XP. Wow!
Ooh.
So, you also get two quest points. And the crystal saw. Let's get somebody here besides me, maybe Matt or Lance or somebody like that, to complain about, or explain, not complain, explain about what the crystal saw does.
I'll do it. Okay. Basically, it adds 3 levels to your construction, although it won't show in screen. However, this also doubles with tea and stuff as well. So depending on the level of tea you got, you can have and added 4 levels, 5 levels, or even 6 levels to your construction temporarily.
Yes!
Don't forget about the stew. Evil Dave's stew.
Yeah, that's right, but for those of us who don't have Wily Cats, who here has Wily Cats?
Me.
I used to.
I only have a Hell Kitten.
Mine died.
See, the thing with these Wily Cats is they're more geared towards hunting. So those kind of people got that part of the recipe for a disaster quest done quick, whereas the people who only had normal kittens, like me, took quite a while, so I won't be getting any Evil Dave stew for a long time.
Me neither.
So, yes. Huh. Well, what do you guys rate the quest update?
I guess I'll give it a 4 and be nice.
Okay. Poi Poi?
Out of what?
5 out of 5.
I'd give it a 4 too.
Okay, Lance?
4 out of 5. The Crystal Saw is worth it.
Yeah, I have to give it 4 too, and we'll just not count Nate on this because he didn't do the quest.
You know what I wish? I wish we actually saw more of the battle between the gnomes and the goblins and the, you know.
I see.
The turtles.
More monster versus monster fighting.
Yeah, that would have been cool.
When Mike did that quest, the cutscene, when he got the cutscene when he was doing the quest, he got an invalid teleport and it crashed his RuneScape.
Huh?
What?
He got an invalid teleport when he started watching the cutscene.
How the hell?
I don't know, and it crashed his game. So obviously there are a few little bugs in it. But anyways.
Ha 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 ha.
We got this new poll on the RuneScape site. What browser do you use to play RuneScape? I'll read off the results. Internet Explorer, 59%, how surprising. Firefox, 12%. Windows Client, 9%. Oh, and just for Poison here, I know he's probably one of these 158 people who voted for Opera. So, yes. But technically the Windows Client and IE are the same thing, so... Yes, that's that.
Okay.
On to questions now. This week we have an audio question, which should be the first time in almost 20 weeks. Remember, keep sending those audio questions in. We need them. This question is from a person named Kyle. I will play the question now.
Shane, what do you want for Christmas?
Anyways, what do I want for Christmas? Well, there's always...
No.
No.
He wants a white pea hat. He's been begging for that since, like, the beginning of time.
I don't know. Is this on RuneScape or in real life?
I don't know.
Don't you want a white pea hat in real life anyway?
No. No. Anyways, on RuneScape, I don't know what I want on RuneScape. Maybe, I don't know. There's really not much. 85 Slayer, yes, that's a good idea.
99 all?
No.
No.
Why not?
Then the game wouldn't be as fun.
But then you could PK.
No, I don't PK. You learned that last week.
Well, if you wouldn't have died.
Well, you know what I was wearing.
Yeah.
So, but in real life, probably a few DVD sets. I guess you guys, Trekkie, can fill in the blanks what they're gonna be. Probably some Deep Space Nine DVD set or a 24 DVD set, something like that.
24 is a good show.
Yes, it is, isn't it? Let's go around here and ask what does Nate want for Christmas?
I want a Mac Pro book.
A MacBook Pro.
That
one
works too.
Okay.
I have my MacBook Pro funding on my website.
I see.
Look at it. Did you look at it lately?
No.
There you go.
Okay. What does Lance want?
It's a little too early to predict since I just had my birthday 2 days ago. So we'll see. Ask me again in a month, then I'll give you an answer.
Okay. What about Trekkie?
I know. Win the lotto.
Okay, then. And finally...
Are you legal to win the
lotto,
or no?
In California, no.
Oh, okay.
What does Matt / Poison want?
Pony.
A pony.
Pony.
Well, that's the most... That's the most interesting one we've heard all day. Thank you. Thanks for the question, Kyle. You've just proven that Matt wants a pony.
Okay.
Next question from PFK99s. Would somebody care to read this, please?
All right, I'll do it. There are rumors of lunar magic being related to summoning floating around. This is because lunar magics can be used to heal others, which would be a great option to be able to do if and when summonable monsters are created. What do you think about this rumor? Is it just that, or in your opinion, does it make sense?
Well, what does it make? Does it make sense for you? Trekkie, does it make sense for you?
Wait, what?
Does it make sense for you that it might be related to summoning?
I haven't really looked at the lunar magics in a while, so I can't really say. Maybe, but I wouldn't have my hopes up.
I think summoning's going to be a separate skill.
Yes, that's what I think too. Mm-hmm. Because lunar magic is just a subset of our standard magics, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. Probably summoning will be its own skill set. So, thank you, PFK99s.
Do you like Sony products? No, I have a good answer for this. I like their products, but I do not like Sony. It's kind of like the other way around for Dell with me. I like Dell support, but I don't like their products. That's pretty much mine. Okay.
Okay. So I say Sony products are good. What does Lance say? Does Lance like Sony products?
Basically, their PS2 line, but other than that, I've had better.
Okay, and finally, Ansonite.
He pulled his plug.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
And we already know that Matt said that he didn't like the PlayStation line sucked, so I guess that's a no for you?
Yep.
I have one game for PlayStation. I don't even play it. Because I didn't think it was... feasible for me to buy another game because it sucks so much.
Which game was it?
Well, actually, I had a couple of them, but I gave them away. I had like Medal of Honor and stuff like that, and I only kept DDR, and that was it.
Oh yeah, that game DDR.
I really didn't want to give the pad away because that cost me like $80.
Yeah, they are expensive.
So Lance and Nate, you guys do the DDR thing?
I haven't done it in a while, but yeah.
Oh, yeah. Maybe me and Poison should get doing that. What do you think?
You should get Guild Wars.
It's worth it.
DDR.
I'm not getting Guild Wars. Trekkie is back.
I have Guild Wars.
Yeah, Matt got Guild Wars. Okay, even Matt got Guild Wars.
Okay, that's nice. Next question. Why do you, Shane, and Mike have a 1288 after your names? Well, that's a good question. It's just some random number. Just some random number.
No.
Yes. I hear people making high-pitched noises in the background, and I think I know who that is.
That was Matt.
Yes. Also, on average, how long does it take to get a stat signature coded onto RSBNB's main site? Well, I have a huge selection of stat signatures that I have not got around to coding yet. So don't worry, I still have them in my folder.
It really doesn't take as long once you have the code. It's just editing the text position on the image.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
It takes a while writing the code and getting it working dynamically without any errors.
What about the PS?
Nate, it takes about... It's a little bit of a different process than that.
What do you got? Oh, I won't ask.
Yeah, it's... Oh, secret. And then there's... Oh, then Poison wants to take this question. Then this take this
what?
Part of the
no.
question.
No.
Yes, you do. You said you did.
I wanted the question, not the end.
There's the PS that he wants to take.
PS, will you marry me? That's by
yes,
Phoenix
he
Empire.
Will.
No,
he will.
No.
Isn't he on the design crew?
I think so, yeah.
You guys be a perfect match.
I'll beat
yes,
him up.
They would be, actually. Rather than what Brad has been floating around a few times on this show.
Okay.
What?
What?
Remember?
What?
Remember? Someone asked you?
No. Don't even go there.
Okay. Somebody take this next question.
I'll
in case
take it.
Okay.
Where are we?
Because I didn't answer this once. I may be getting a new PC soon, so what should I get? I am thinking of a Voodoo, Omen, or Dell XPS. Suggestions by Casey Jones X. My thoughts? Make your own. It's quite easy to do. I've had friends that do it, and if you don't know, you can always look online to get instructions how. Well, also, the reason why I recommended it is because you can actually get them cheaper and a lot better than what you can get in the store. So if you're looking for price, that's probably the best thing you can do. But if, like I say, if you don't know what you're doing, then yeah, go and buy a Dell or something, because they are reliable.
Okay. Thank you. It appears that,
something...
Matt, are you still with us?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay.
My MSN was just, like...
It just crapped out, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you're still here.
That's Windows
good.
Live.
Yeah.
Probably. I say we all get Ubuntu.
Hey!
Next
what?
Question.
Did you install it yet? And you using it?
Next question.
Lass's turn. Okay, so... Let's see. I'll do it.
Okay.
I have some programs I want to uninstall, and when I uninstall them, an error pops up that the uninstall file is not found. I know that I should reinstall the program, but for some, I don't have the uninstall installation file anymore. And for others, which I do have, the installation file won't let me reinstall. Is there an easier way to uninstall those programs without having to reformat my PC? Metal Maniac 9.
So do you have an answer for this?
Buy a new computer?
Delete the files and don't worry about the thing in the add remove programs?
Yeah, that's right. That's what I was going to say for this. Just manually go in and find these file locations and delete them. Or look up instructions for an automatic... Or look up instructions for a... uninstall that's by itself, like, so that you can uninstall it manually. Like, that'll involve deleting all the files and then going into the registry settings, so that could take a while.
Okay.
And that's from Metal Maniac 9. Thank you.
Okay.
Let's let Matt take this next one.
What weapon do you think needs to be added and why?
That's from X.
X.
What?
That's who it's from. X. So what weapon needs to be added?
I'll be right back.
A gun.
No.
What? No, add a gun. Primitive gun.
That fires rocks. We already have, like,
multi-cannon.
Lead balls.
And
you know, a regular shooter. Flintlock rifle, burning rope, hollowed up tube, you light it, boom. Highly inaccurate.
But it works.
I would just bring a salami rocket for all we know.
A what? What's a salami rocket?
It's where you use a salami and then you launch it like a rocket.
I see.
They did that on Mythbusters.
Oh, I think I saw that one. Anyways,
That would be cool.
Basically, they need phasers.
Oh, my... Shane, no tricky!
I still maintain, though, that they need that magic spell that comes out of your hand and sends people flying backwards and makes them lose their items that they have equipped.
The Force?
I don't know. Is that what you'd call it?
What?
It just goes... pew, pew, and then they lose their items, and you get a whip on the ground. You know?
I'd rather not.
Matt, what do you think of that idea? Lance, you must agree with it.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm on both ends.
Okay.
I'm in against it.
Okay, thank you for that. X. Ah. Well, this guy, Tal Armanda, would like to know what he should do with his stats in order to make money.
What are his stats?
I thought I posted in the link, but I'll get the link for the image just right now. Basically, this guy, he has 124 combat. So, what stats?
To give me stuff.
Raise your farming.
You're obsessed with farming. Farming's for the devil. There's no use for farming.
Sure there is.
No.
Herbs.
No.
Trees.
No. You can buy those.
Okay, raise your
sled.
What was that? What the hell was that?
Who was that?
Me.
Okay. Oh. Basically, you'd probably want to raise your slayer, it looks like. Or...
Well, he's asking how to make money, not...
Oh,
what's...
Barrows.
Oh,
with
yes.
With those
barrows.
Kinds of...
Barrows.
I know an easy way.
Those kinds of stats.
Collect thousands and thousands of snapgrass and sell it.
Snap?
Snape.
Snape, yeah. My bad.
Yes, that would work. Or you could get one more fletching level and fletch you longs.
Yeah.
That's what I'd do.
Where if I have that level?
Thank you, Tal Armanda. And yes, you do have a nice avatar.
What?
Okay. Okay, next question.
Anyways,
I'll do it. I haven't read one in a while.
You can do this one.
Okay. Do you think that a non-member who's trying to get 200 million XP in mining by golden coal is insane? Because I'm planning to do this once I get into the guild. There's a mining guild. Forgot about that. I am non-member and I need advice on how to train my mining. Any tips? Okay, hold on. Before anyone starts, I had this goal, and Shane knows, to get 80 all. And then when I was starting, I got like 3 woodcutting levels. I stopped playing RuneScape because I got bored. And I just say good luck with getting the 200 mil XP because it looks really easy. But then once you're doing it, you get bored and you find another game that you sell your soul to.
Yeah, that's true.
So
good luck. My advice?
Play Guild Wars.
Put on some music, something you can like that you really like. Listen to it while you're mining. Try to help pass the time.
And
while you're at it, do your homework.
Get a good rhythm going. When there's a drum beat, hit the stick. Hit the mine. Hit the mine. Hit the mine.
What are you talking about?
Just get a good rhythm going.
And you called me a noob?
With your mind.
Jen, you don't even listen to music.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, he does listen to music, but he has to be Star Trek related.
Yeah, I was gonna say Star Trek.
He's gonna... My thing is, I bet you Shane listens to the opera by Voyager's Doctor. And those who have seen the episode know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Tuvok, I understand. As for your able command. Okay.
No.
You have just gone without for 7 years, about.
Peri-peri, hyperspray. Okay.
Back on topic now?
Yes. Put some DVDs in and watch those. That makes the time go by really quick. That's what I have to say.
Yeah. Either that or carry a very long playlist.
Yes. I turn on Comedy Central and watch TV.
That is from Cowboy of Death.
I watch South Park when I do most of my RS stuff. Chris, for the website.
I have Star Trek on when I play RuneScape. Thank you, Cowboy of Death. Okay, and does somebody want to take this last one?
I'm good.
Wow.
I'll take it.
Okay.
How come you haven't had a girl on RSVNB update in such a long time? That's by Blue Brising Err.
Because Mushroom Queen doesn't want to be on the show.
There's a whole, like, 4 girls on RSVNB.
Yeah, I don't know. If you're a girl out there and you listen to the show, let us know. I know Bibuser is one.
Yeah, Bibuser should come on.
I don't know if there's anybody else.
Commander.
Commander.
Commander, yep.
I
speak to her often.
That's about it, I think.
It's probably more active. We just don't notice right now.
Yeah, that's right. So.
Or they keep very, very quiet.
Thank you, Zuber Singer. On to tech news now. Well, does anybody here have any Dell laptops?
Yep.
My aunt does.
I see. Well, they've recalled 4 million of their laptop batteries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they recalled. I could call yesterday to return my laptop. Not the monitor. And they had all this huge thing for options about returning the battery. Yeah.
Really?
Thank you, but I'd like to finish my sentence.
Never!
Most batteries were sold in these computers that were in the U.S. More than 1 million are thought to be elsewhere. So,
okay.
Dell says it knows of at least 6 instances since last year when the batteries made by Sony overheated and caught fire. The Sony lithium-ion batteries were placed in laptops shipped between April 2004 and July 2006.
Should we post some pictures of this?
if we can find one.
I'll find it.
Okay, you do that and then give me the link.
Here we go. That's one.
Basically, what we have here is that these batteries would heat up and kind of catch on fire. Mm-hmm. And there's this picture that Trekkie just sent me of a battery on fire in it, what it looks like a conference room.
Yeah, it was the one during the summer in China, I think.
Wow. That's interesting.
Oh, wait, it's in Japan. My bad.
Okay. Because I don't know if you'd want to have that on your lap, you know?
No.
No. That would be kind of bad. And hot.
In that topic, what is that? The Japanese topic about the battery exploding. Didn't they say that the FCC was going to talk about having laptops on the plane since that happened?
Oh yeah, you're not allowed to bring them on the plane anymore after what happened last week.
Battery.
So, yeah.
It's been tight after the little incidents.
Yeah, so there's all sorts of little problems there. Oh well. So if you have a Dell, be sure to check this site out and look at this picture.
And it also depends on the number you have, because I have a 1200 and that wasn't affected. But my friend, she had a number that was affected, and she almost had to send it back.
Huh?
Okay.
Well, so check this out if you have a Dell.
Okay.
Next piece of news. We have our 9-planet solar system, right? We all know the planets, right?
Mm-hmm.
And 3 new ones are coming.
Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune, okay, Uranus, and Pluto.
Plutarch.
Well, they want to add 3 more new ones. So, name Ceres, Charon, and UB-313, which will later be named.
Sharon.
Charon.
I thought they already renamed all 3 already.
Well, they need to rename that last one.
Yeah, so. But there's a lot of controversy over those 3 so-called planets
being put in because, like,
not big enough or something like that.
That's right. Like, do they, like, last time I checked, Charon was a moon of Pluto, isn't that right?
No, it's an asteroid, I believe.
I have to go in 10 minutes. So.
Okay, well, you just go. So do you want to go now, then?
No, I want to do tech news and leave.
Okay, well, okay. So basically, last time I checked, to be a planet, it has to revolve around the sun. Isn't that right?
Yeah,
I think so.
So are these things all moving around the sun?
Shane, you are a sun.
You are, too.
I am.
Yes, you're a son to your father.
Yeah. Nice comeback.
Like my father.
Anyways, they're going to vote on this, but I say it should still stay the same. What do you guys think?
Hey, if it happens, it happens. I don't really care. Those 3 planets are not going to do anything to me.
Well, they're just worthless hunks of ice and stuff, probably, so what the heck's the point?
They'll make our solar system look bigger.
When we run out of water, we will take the water from the planets and use it ourselves. In years.
Aliens aren't going to know what's ours anymore after this. They're going to have to come visit us again to figure it out.
Yeah, who knows?
Then they're going to also...
Remember, Shane, theoretically, we are a binary star solar system. That's a theory, remember? That there's another star, a couple... millions of miles away from here, that we can't that we can't see.
Well, what? Oh, right. I remember that now. That's right.
James
I get it.
Schooled in his own game.
I get it. I remember that now. Thank
you. I just pay more attention to stuff than Shane does.
Yeah, I'm sure you do, don't you? So this is nice. I guess on to the next piece of tech news.
Okay.
Has anybody here ever downloaded off BitTorrent?
Of course. Many times.
I found out about the site 2 days ago.
Demonoid.
Okay.
Yeah, anyways, the little green demon. little Matt, have you downloaded off BitTorrent ever?
No.
No?
No.
Never?
No.
Wow, you're missing out. Anyways, in Sweden, they have a pro-piracy party.
Mm-hmm.
What?
They have a pro-piracy party in Sweden.
Who doesn't?
Basically, this is a party in their national government, and they brought out a service called Relax, like, just sit back and have a relaxing time, I guess. That's the idea behind it. basically what the service does is it lets people go anonymously to swap files. It's like an anonymizing service to swap files, so I guess that they would endorse something like that. I don't know, it's probably a good thing. What do you guys think? I don't know.
Would be nice to have it in America, though.
Yeah, it would.
Yes. Anyways, basically the Piracy Party's message isn't about fighting copyright, as to explaining to the other side that they've already lost and their business model won't work with this new technology. So...
Okay.
I don't know. Would you guys vote for the Piracy Party?
Yes.
Okay, so we have Piracy Party for ruling RSBNB. Who votes for the Piracy Party? Me.
I do.
I'll say yes so I don't get shot. I wasn't paying attention. I'm sorry.
Oh, wow. So, I guess that's about this little piracy thing. But it's definitely a good thing to have, I think. So, definitely go check out this Relax thing. I don't know if you can get it into... I don't know if you can get it in America, so...
I doubt it.
For tech news.
On to rants.
So, Nate, it's five to two. So do you have to go?
I guess I'll wait a little. My mom hasn't come back in. So.
Okay,
the next one.
I'll do the long rant.
Okay, somebody read this rant. This first one.
I'll do it. Stop to go, sir. Here's my story. I was selling my Santa hat for $20.3 million. Then I got a PM saying that he'll buy. He told me to meet me in this place. He says Edville. So I can already see this where this is going. So I went. Then he said, "I'm fletching next to the bridge." I knew it was a scam, so I asked my friend who has 94 magic to come help me. So I went in with my Santa DDS. Is that Dragon?
Dragon Dagger Super Poison.
Okay. I have one of those.
That's my weapon.
Tele Block Runes and Entangle. Of course, Kami Tele Runes. My friend had
Barrage Runes.
So I went in, and of course they attacked me. My friend Ice Barrage him. I Tele Blocked and Entangled. We killed the guy with the money, 20.3 mil. Now we have the money. The other guy teleported as soon as he got barraged. But anyway, we split the money. He is now PMing me saying he would report me if I don't give it back to him. Can I get banned for this? I would name the people involved, but I can't, as this is against the rules. Oh, that was a question. But please answer me. I'm worried. My English is bad, so please don't comment on it.
If you're gonna loot someone, why would you have the money with you in the wild if you're trying to scam them? That's just retarded.
I got two words. Well, three. Good for you!
Yeah.
And you really can't get banned for that.
Nope. Yeah. He tried to scam you, you prevented the scam, and you got his money for it. I don't see a problem with that.
It's perfectly
fine. Me neither.
I was in the wilderness, so it's PKing territory anyways.
Yeah, I don't even think you can get banned for luring anymore, since it's wilderness and, I don't know. That's just what I heard.
Yeah, because you go in the wilderness on your own.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Excellent rant. I really like that one.
Yeah, good rant.
Mm-hmm.
Next rant, this one can go to Matt Lance.
Well, actually, it wasn't really a rant, it was more of a question.
Yeah,
I guess, but...
Matt Lance or Trekkie, you guys do rock, paper, scissors, and pick.
I'll do it.
Okay, go right ahead.
Okay, this quest involves using your math skills, which... which I'm not good at, that's why I got two special classes for it. And also the exchanger, I have no freaking clue how to use that. I add a shape and it just gives me the same one or a different color. This quest is only for the smart people. Didn't they think about the people with learning problems that can't solve math problems easy? But they didn't. I'll never beat this quest. Thanks for making it impossible.
Okay, two things. One, can you please use some periods?
Yeah,
there's not one period in the whole freaking thing.
I think he needs special glasses for grammar also.
And two, that's why we invented the calculator.
Yep. And that's why you go. And that's why you go to school.
I mean, I'm sorry. If you can't do math on RuneScape, you should even be playing. I mean, it's not that hard to add.
And that's why you also go to school to learn that a circle has an infinite number of sides, not one.
Damn it! Shit. Sorry. Okay.
These people just are funny because they, you know, like attempt to do these sort of math things, but kind of can't. I just find it funny.
But there are, already a lot of guides to tell you, what shape is worth and all that kind of thing. All you need to do is add, 24 plus 3 and you have it.
24 plus 3 is 27.
Yeah. So just grab a calculator and add them up.
That's right.
Like, my little problem I had with not knowing that I could get more when I needed them.
Was it Trekkie or Lance who didn't know about the exchanger?
Me. I didn't know about it till I was almost done. So I was like, God, man.
Oh. There was also this guy who was on the forums complaining that, you know where that crystal thing is in the center?
Uh-huh.
For some odd reason, he was in that cave before the update came out. So when that update came out, he was stuck on that black space where that crystal is. And he didn't have teleport rooms. J.I. Smodgy said, just log out and sit tight. We'll get you out of there in a few minutes.
You should have taken a picture. That would have been funny.
So what'd they do? Send him to Lumbridge?
Probably.
Yeah, they probably just reset his members account or something.
Something like that. Next rant can go to Lance.
Okay. Yeah, everything went wrong. I went to fight...
Wrong.
However, I went to fight cave 2 times already, and this was my 3rd time. Those 2 times, I got to the Jad and healers and died. So this time, I should kick Jad. I was in fight cave getting a fire cape. Well, when I reached a 2 360s, easy. I got lots of food and prayer left. Then I potted to 94 HP. And I killed the second 360. So now, here comes the Tzok Jad. I couldn't see him. I did range prayer, and then a mage attack came that hit 94 on me, and oh my god. He is killing if you can't see him. Oh my god. And the other 2 times I came to the healers, and why not now? I think I was too sleepy. Man, that was not nice. Now, I read the guide today to the fight cave that was on the forums. If you're
the new
playing
one?
High, yeah, I and it said if you're playing in high detail, you can hear the sound.
So we can hear it,
like with music on or what?
Sound
effect.
Yeah,
sound effect. It makes a sound effect when he shows up, I think.
Yeah, because you know, also, when there's a magic strike, you hear the magic spell coming.
Yeah, you can hear it coming. Because
anyway, I was attempting this, but I failed 3 times because of my freaking connection decided to disconnect me halfway through.
I never tried it yet. I'm not
Nor have I
yet.
I tried it, but yeah, I got wasted.
Yes, poison as a weakling.
I didn't really try. I just went there because I was curious. I just had about 4 sharks that I had earlier on. So that was it.
So nobody here has beaten it yet?
No.
Mike did.
I don't even have an Obi cape yet.
When I do it, but I don't know. I guess if you have music on, you can hear it coming. That's what you guys say, right?
Well, sound effects, not music.
Sound effects.
But then, since after Jackass fixed, you know, the low detail too, you should be able to hear the sound effects in low detail as well.
That's right.
So either he had it off or he wasn't paying attention.
Yep, that makes perfect sense to me.
See, this is why it's very important when you play RuneScape to have your sound effects on. You will save your ass.
Yep. I don't know how many times I saved myself from a rock giant from that, too.
What's a rock giant?
When you're mining, and rock golem come by.
Oh, that's right. Cause I wouldn't know that because I don't mine.
Well, this time I'm looking at probably the forms of something, looking at a report or something, and then I hear the sound of him coming. Yeah. I look and there he is.
Yeah, that's why you hear like a special sound, like you're spawning or something. That you know, I better switch back and run away. That's what I do when I'm fishing. That's what I do when I'm fishing. I can hear when the spot moves. I can hear, you know, when a big fish thing eats it up or when a troll's coming by.
Yeah.
Just don't listen to music.
The sound effects are useful.
No, I don't. I listen to music. I just keep.
Yeah, you can hear to the music.
Well, yeah, most of the time. But one time, I was cooking monkfish and I was listening to music and doing other stuff and I died.
Ring of life.
Yeah.
It's your friend.
I always carry one of those now.
I got 5 still in bank and I can always make another as soon as I get a diamond.
Yes, that's right.
I think I got like 16 at least. Oh man.
Yeah.
I still have one, the same one from the day they came out.
Oh, that's nice to know. Thank you. Well, shall we move on to other things? What have we been up to on RuneScape? Let's start from the bottom of the list. Nate, what have you been up to?
Watching Santa hat prices go up.
Okay. Lance, what have you been up to?
Basically, besides the party that I had and mining and construction, watching the prices of Guthix and other armor go down.
I see.
Good thing.
Yeah, because I can finally afford it.
Yep.
Trekkie, what have you been up to? Oh, he's not here. Mr. Matt, what have you been up to?
I've been waiting for Nate to give me my armor.
Oh, right, that.
Yeah, and I'm trying to get 50 plus in all stats, too.
Oh, yeah, just runecrafting left?
Runecrafting left, yeah.
You must do runecrafting. That is
Shane.
A good skill.
Shane?
Yes.
Matt and I were talking about this. He asked when he was going to get his armor, and I said when I come back to RuneScape. And he says, well, Shane's getting, what is it? Draharks, or?
Draharks.
How do you say it?
Draharks.
Darak.
Darak.
Okay, well, yeah. And I said, I didn't tell Shane that I was going to get him some.
You did!
No, I didn't.
You did!
No, I didn't. You said I was going to get you some. I never said
that. You did!
No. I said maybe.
Well, I pull the strings on RSBNB, you know, so.
I pull the strings, you dance.
No, that's the other way around.
Yeah, but if Shane bans me, he's not going to get his armor. He's too poor.
I am poor.
Yeah.
Well,
says the person with full goofins.
We've been talking about all this kind of stuff, so, Nate, we'll talk about this later.
No, because I'm going to New Hampshire in 3 minutes. Actually,
okay,
4 minutes.
Okay, well, you just said you would.
No.
Yeah.
You owe me, like, tons of stuff.
What do I owe you?
Your picture. And then I don't have to show you my picture.
Okay.
Anyway, so what's Trekkie been up to on RuneScape? Or, Matt, are you done?
Yeah.
Okay, so you've been working on 50 runecrafting.
Yep.
Trekkie, what have you been up to on RuneScape?
Wait, I have one more.
Okay, go.
Arrows. Ranger
what have you
two.
Been doing?
Oh, you can go, Trekkie.
What was that? me? All I've been doing... Earlier this week I was just killing Dust Devils for a while.
Did my neck die or did you kick me?
Your internet died.
His MSN didn't die.
Well, it must have been Skype then.
Okay.
So what's Trekkie been up to again?
I've been killing Dust Devils for the beginning of the week, but then I went to gather my, you know, servant stuff. Now I've been farming a little to get rid of all the extra stuff.
So Trekkie's been doing farming and stuff on RuneScape.
Okay, well, actually, I have to go, so...
Okay.
All right.
Nate Goodbye. Is leaving us now. Thank you.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Okay, I'll have
to. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Well, so what's Trekkie been up to?
I told you already!
All right, so you're done. Okay.
Arr, matey.
Yes, there you go. You just didn't want to do it in front of Nate, did you?
What? No.
Okay.
No, Nate... He's gone. Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
I think we've got what everyone's been doing, so it's my turn, I guess. I've been just trying to find ways to make money.
My MSN froze up again.
So I've been trying to make money. I think I'm going to do some fletching, probably. Slayer. I've been doing Slayer and combat. That's what I've been up to. Other news. What do we have here? Does anybody know anybody who'd be interested in doing an economic section for the RSVNB Informer?
No, sorry.
Matt, what about you? Would you be interested in doing that?
I have lots of stuff to do recently.
I quit with newspapers now.
Sometime.
Well, if anybody is interested in doing it, including anybody here, please send your application to rsbnbinformer@gmail.com. Some merchanting experience would be nice.
Okay.
And also for the new iTunes listeners, because we're in iTunes, so we have more new listeners coming in. So people who are coming in from iTunes, please, we encourage you to sign up on the forums at forums.rsbnb.com. We're done, right?
Oh, I guess so.
We're done?
Yeah, we're pretty much done, I think, unless anybody has anything else they want to add.
Have a nice week of RuneScape.
Okay. A nice week of RuneScape.
I forgot to do Tears of Gothics.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, Shane forgot a few times, too, until I reminded him.
Yes. So, Poison, what was it you were supposed to say?
I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I said, arr, matey.
Oh.
All right. Is that all?
Arr, matey.
Is that all?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, we're pretty much done now, I think. For some reason, we lost Lance.
We did?
But, yeah, we did.
Oh,
so, for RSBNB Update 60, this has been Shane 12088, Poison 333, J1, J2, J3, otherwise known as Trekkie or Ansonite.
Where?
Lance.
I'm gonna hurt you, Shane.
And... Nate, the furry woodland creature.
Okay.
See ya, everyone.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Sorry, that's my cousin.
See.
I told you I have, you know, a lot of people here. That's why. Because of my sister hogging up the freaking room. I cannot lock the freaking door, so I have to use the freaking living room.